This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Four dead after shooting at a California birthday party. We have the story.
One man dead after a fire in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Three people, including a Sedgwick County deputy, were injured after being attacked by several dogs over the weekend. That story is coming up.
A man is dead after a fire Saturday evening in South Wichita. Firefighters responding to a two-alarm blaze in the 1400 block of South Mosley. A man was removed from the second floor of the building. He later died from his injuries. His name of a 39-year-old victim, has not been released.
Police are searching for the suspect in a shooting at a child's birthday party at a banquet hall in Stockton, California. Fox's Alicia Acuna reports.
A manhunt is continuing for the gunman who shot and killed four people at a family gathering in Northern California. Gunfire erupted at a banquet hall in Stockton around 6 in the evening. The victims range in age from 8 to 21 years old. 15 others were hurt. Investigators are working to figure out a motive. Crime Stoppers is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to an arrest.
Officials are calling this incident a targeted attack. At least one victim is in critical condition.
The U.S. Attorney General reaffirms the Trump administration's stance on recent strikes on alleged drug trafficking boats coming from Venezuela.
The top members of the House Armed Services Committee said they will join their Senate counterparts to call for a full accounting of the recent strikes on Venezuelan boats. They want the Office of Legal Counsel to provide the justification for it. On Fox News Sunday, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi would not comment on the request, but insisted the strikes will continue.
Venezuelan drug dealers need to tread very, very carefully, because if you are a narco-terrorist, if you are a TDA, we are coming after you. President Trump has made that crystal clear.
Last week, the president hinted the strikes we're seeing at sea could soon happen on land as well. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Sedgwick County deputy and two others were injured Saturday morning in the Oaklawn neighborhood after being attacked by a pack of dogs.
Deputies responded just before 10 a.m. to the 4600 block of South Hemlock. They found 10 to 15 dogs, believed to be Boston Terriers, running at large. One deputy was attacked as he tried to help an injured 18-year-old man. Two deputies fired their guns to stop the attack, but no people, animals, or property were hit by gunfire. Deputies learned a 69-year-old woman had gone to her son's home on Hemlock, and the dogs bit her inside the house. She fled, but the dogs chased her and then attacked the 18-year-old man outside. EMS took the man to a Wichita hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The woman went for treatment in a private vehicle. The deputy reported only minor injuries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A busy Wichita City Council meeting scheduled for tomorrow.
The first new item of business will be a proposed contract agreement with Dennis Marstall to become the new Wichita City Manager. The council will also discuss water and sewer rate adjustments for 2026, along with park improvements and golf course irrigation improvements. The council is also set to approve the proposed agreements with the city's firefighter, transit, and airport unions. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got K-State men's basketball action tonight in Manhattan, so we'll preview that game coming up at sports.
Cyber Monday is here, and it's time to shop for those online deals. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, a new storm barreling out of the plains toward the northeast here in the U.S., threatening more travel disruptions after a post-Thanksgiving blast dropped record November snow in Chicago, shut down highways across several states, triggered thousands of flight cancellations. A fresh round of snow and ice today will hit many of the same regions.
Congress with several priorities to address before the end of the year.
Talks are underway for a plan on health care, as the Affordable Care Act tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. A bipartisan bill would extend the program for 2 years with several reforms, but it's unclear if it has the votes to pass. Congress is also trying to fund the government before a deadline at the end of January. Lawmakers want to pass 12 appropriations bills that fund different agencies. Three of them have already been signed into law. Those bills will need 60 votes in the Senate. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On his first international trip as Pope, Leo XIV carries a message of peace and hope.
Pope Leo challenged Lebanon's political leaders to be true peacemakers, put their differences aside, and seek reconciliation. He arrived in Beirut from Istanbul on the second leg of his maiden voyage as Pope. His aim is to encourage the Lebanese people to persevere at a precarious moment for their small Mediterranean country, which is facing economic uncertainty, deep political divisions, and fears of a new war with Israel. He delivered a message of hope and encouragement to Christians, telling them, "You have suffered greatly." On the plane from Turkey, the Pope also addressed the Israeli-Palestinian issue, saying the Holy See has for many years publicly endorsed a two-state solution. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Cyber Monday is here. It's time to shop for those online deals.
The term Cyber Monday was coined in 2005 by the National Retail Federation when they noticed an increase in online shopping on the Monday after Thanksgiving, when people went back to work. At the time, offices were likely to have faster internet connections versus home internet. This year, the National Retail Federation says almost 187 million of us will shop in stores and online between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday, beating last year's record of about 183 million. And Cyber Monday may bring the best deals of that time frame. Data from Adobe Analytics found that while pre-Thanksgiving deals are around 21%, they peak at 28% on Cyber Monday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10. 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now. This is affecting the southbound lanes of I-235, the crash just north of Kellogg. Again, that's southbound I-235 just north of Kellogg. We've got a traffic accident. Expect a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Is it just me or does it seem cold out there today? Let's find out. Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. You're not the only one that's probably thinking that sort of thing today. It was cold yesterday, too, even with the sunshine out. And cold weather is kind of the theme of our weather this week. Now, snow is falling in parts of Kansas this morning. It's about as close to us as Hutchinson this morning. Newton reporting a bit of light snow, and there's a little pocket back toward the Kingman area of some light snow and flurry. So we're going to see that sort of thing throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Although accumulations for Wichita will be less than an inch, it is our first chance of snow so far this fall season. Winter doesn't officially begin for another few weeks yet. And accumulation across Kansas likely to be 1 to 3 inches up in central and northern Kansas. This, of course, impacting I-135 and I-70. So if you do have travel plans today, you will be running into a bit more snow as you travel north from Wichita. Also, if you're traveling the turnpike up toward Topeka, Kansas City, those areas likely to get 1 to 3 inches, but around the metro, it's going to be less than 1 inch. And it won't be warm at all today. 29 on the high. Will stay fairly cloudy throughout the day, even though the chance for light snow will be ending once we get into the afternoon. Clearing out tonight with a low of 17. A warm-up tomorrow will put us back up to 45 on Tuesday. And then another cold front's going to be coming through early Wednesday. And so we'll start to see the temperature dropping on Wednesday with a high near 40 degrees. I think the second half of this week looks fairly chilly, too. But it also looks dry. So this is our only chance of snow this week. Some drier weather does settle in then for the remainder of the week. And kind of glancing ahead, we don't see extended periods of cold weather coming up because, after all, by the time we get to Saturday and perhaps even Sunday, too, we're going to be looking at some 40 and 50 degree weather to return. So chilly here to start, but doesn't look like anything out of the ordinary for this time of the year. 25 right now in Wichita. We have a cloudy sky and a few flurries in the area. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Good thing in this is that the wind's not blowing 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, Russ? And that's surprising because today is trash day for me, so usually it's blowing and
it's trash day.
Trash everywhere.
Yeah. There you go. Good timing. All right. Thank you, sir. That is the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve and Ted in the morning here on Monday, December 1st. Wow. Wichita's high yesterday, 31 degrees. Normal high, 51. So quite a bit of difference there. Let's see. It was on this date 13 years ago in 2012. Shania Twain began a two-year residency in Las Vegas, performing at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. I confess that I did not get by to see the show in those 2 years. How about you, Ted?
I'm sure she made some nice money.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's still performing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about her lately, but there you go. I tell you, somebody having a birthday today, Bette Midler is 80 today.
Oh, my gosh.
Throughout her six-decade career, Midler has received numerous accolades, including 4 Golden Globe Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, 3 Primetime Emmy Awards, and 2 Tony Awards, in addition to nominations for 2 Academy Awards.
And so a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, she's turning 80 today. And
oh, man.
Quite an accomplished performer
there. No kidding.
Let's see here. Oh, Swiss voters deciding whether women should be required to do national service like men do in that country. You know, folks might not realize there are certain nations around the world where they require young people at a certain age to just give some government service, a couple of years, military or other type of service. But the Swiss do it, and the supporters of the Citizen Service Initiative hope it will boost social cohesion by adding jobs in areas like environmental prevention, food security, and elderly care. They want the women to have to do what the men do. Parliamentarians opposing the idea, mainly for cost reasons and concerns about its impact on the economy. The initiative would require all Swiss citizens to do national service, doubling the number of participants and costs if approved. There you go, Ted. Service, public service for the people in Switzerland. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Looking at my notes this morning. Yeah, Shelly, my wife made a nice batch of chili yesterday. And
that's some service right there.
A couple of bowls. Had to get out and
that
go.
Sounds pretty good.
Had to get over to the store and get some Fritos to go in it. We've talked about this before, that the Fritos are very expensive.
Yeah?
I think.
They're like 3 times as expensive as the store brand.
Yeah.
So which did you do?
Oh, I got the Fritos.
You got the name brand. Yeah, you spent money on the Fritos.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, chips used to be like the least expensive thing you got at the store. And now you buy a bag of Cheetos or Doritos or something, it's like $5, $6.
You almost get a pound of hamburger for less than that.
What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, well, tide of the times. Seven. How did your Thanksgiving go? I haven't asked you yet. I know you had a good time. Your family was here and everything.
Yeah, we had 14 people. Yeah, one of the biggest Thanksgiving gatherings we've ever had with
really?
The Woodwards. Had 14 people there.
Wow, that's a good showing.
Yeah, we had a great time, and we all gathered and spent the day with Mom.
Well, there you go. I'm glad to hear that.
What about your Thanksgiving?
We had a gathering at my daughter's house, and again, you know, you spend a few hours together. Nobody got into any fights or arguments or, you know, anything like that. It was very pleasant and a very nice day.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, trying to get back to normal here on a Monday. And that means we need to find out about sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happened?
Take a look at a little football. We had some pro football action yesterday to wrap up Thanksgiving weekend. The San Francisco 49ers won on the road. They went into Cleveland and beat the Browns 26-8. A couple of local guys helping out. At safety for the 49ers, Marquise Siegel, the rookie out of Kansas State, got some play on special teams, made one tackle. The starting offensive right guard for the 49ers is Dominique Pooney from KU. And he was in all 67 snaps on offense for the 49ers. The offensive line paving the way for 2 rushing touchdowns and only allowing 1 sack the entire game. The 49ers have won 3 in a row. They're in the last playoff spot right now in the NFC, winning 3 straight. We have Monday Night Football tonight, and it's the second best team in the league, the New England Patriots, taking on the second worst team in the league, the New York Giants, up in the Boston area. Patriots a 7-point favorite. Live coverage of Monday Night Football, Giants-Patriots at 6 o'clock tonight, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, the Chiefs lost at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. And the Chiefs are now in the number 10 spot in the conference. Only seven make the playoffs, so a lot of teams ahead of the Chiefs, including the team that is in that final playoff spot, the Buffalo Bills. They won on the weekend. The number 8 seed on the outside looking in, the Houston Texans. They've won 4 in a row, and yet they still are looking in. Right ahead of the Chiefs in the number 9 spot, the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off back-to-back losses, but they're still ahead of the Chiefs. So in essence, the Chiefs are 3 games behind for a playoff spot with 5 games to go. Chiefs with a record of 6-6 on the season. College men's basketball in Manhattan tonight. Kansas State hosting Bowling Green. First meeting ever between these two in college basketball. K-State has won 6 straight home games in non-conference play. This is the beginning of a 3-game homestand. K-State trying to get back in the win column after back-to-back losses. K-State has not lost at home this season, 4-0. Bowling Green is 0-1 on the road. K-State is a 13.5-point favorite going into this one tonight. Bowling Green is number 1 in the nation in forcing turnovers and number 1 in the nation in steals. So K-State better watch out. There you go. Both teams are 5-2. Live coverage of Kansas State men's basketball at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan. And, of course, listen live to the Wildcats on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. You have a birthday today. Former pretty good guy, pretty good pitcher. Former Wichita Pilots pitcher, Greg W. Harris, is 62 years old today. He threw a no-hitter for the Pilots in 1987. Winning 12 games that season for the Texas League champions. Then he pitched for 8 years in the big leagues, including 6 with the San Diego Padres. A career 2.95 earned run average with the Padres. Second best in Padres franchise history, behind only Hall of Fame closer Trevor Hoffman. Then after his career, Greg W. Harris won 2 court cases for mismanagement of his career and botched surgeries. And he won those court cases for $16 million in damages.
Wow.
Might have had a longer career without, apparently, what was mismanagement of his injuries.
Damn.
In the major leagues.
How about that?
About that, yeah. Guy's a good pitcher. No hitter for the Wichita Pilots. Former Pilots pitcher Greg W. Harris. It's his birthday. He is 62 years old today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas that everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. Health officials remind us to drink responsibly during the holidays. That's coming up. Traffic and weather on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, and a chilly 25 degrees. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there's been progress in the talks with Ukraine about ending the war with Russia.
Secretary Rubio said the discussions in Florida were productive, but will continue. Rubio again insisted America's interest goes beyond stopping the fighting. It's also about the future prosperity for Ukraine. He added more will be learned about the potential for peace later this week.
When Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side, but we have a pretty good understanding of their views as well. So much work remains.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed optimism about the talk, saying he could be swiftly ready to work out details leading to peace. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The opening for Wichita's new half-billion-dollar water treatment plant delayed again. Director of Public Works and Utilities Gary Jansen says this delay is because of ongoing problems.
Well, it's extremely disappointing, needless to say. When we originally were hoping to be done in 2024, there had been some issues previously with these in the summer. we believe most of those issues were resolved and taken care of. But just in the last few weeks, some additional issues surfaced related to mechanical problems, structural problems with the clarifiers.
The clarifiers are what allows solids to settle at the bottom of the water so they can be removed. The new plant is near 21st Street in Hoover. It's originally supposed to become operational after successful testing in April. That deadline was missed. Timeline moved up to the end of the year. Now the city says it expects to have more information sometime in the next few weeks.
The director of student health services at Wichita State University was caught on a recently released Zoom call admitting that the university is still performing transgender services despite omitting it from their website. Brittany Jones from Kansas Family Voice says WSU risks losing federal funding by continuing to administer these services in defiance of state and federal law.
It's a flagrant violation of not only the state law, but also this federal executive order. And there's dollars tied to both of these things. If the legislature wants to enforce it, they can look into it and consider removing funds from WSU. And I don't think that's what they want. All for promoting this agenda that most Kansans don't agree with. It's just kind of crazy.
Brittany Jones was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
With high prices still a key issue this holiday season, Americans may be expected to pull back on spending. Economic Director Kevin Hassett, however, joins CBS's Face the Nation, saying Americans are not afraid to spend this holiday season.
Wages have been growing faster than prices, so that's why real incomes this year are up by about $1,200 so far. That's why we can have a great Black Friday and a great Thanksgiving sales weekend, because people feel like they have more money in their pockets.
Despite the rise in spending after Thanksgiving, Salesforce finds that U.S. shoppers purchased fewer items at checkout on Black Friday. That's down 2% from last year.
And now we'll look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Get ready for a wintry start to the work week. Light to moderate snow through early afternoon, then mostly cloudy and cold, high 29. Accumulation in the metro about an inch or so. Becoming clear, cold overnight. Low temperature 17, wind chills Tuesday morning between 5 and 10. Mostly sunny, milder tomorrow, high 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Wednesday, high 40. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, east wind at 7 miles per hour, 25 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted in the morning, and it means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. Happy belated Thanksgiving. I hope both of you had a wonderful time with friends and family.
I think we did. And how about you? What did you all?
We did. It was very nice and uneventful. However, on Thursday, I want to give a quick shout out to Bethel Life Center. They host an annual free Thanksgiving dinner for the community and anyone who would like a meal. And they served a total of 1,521 meals that day. That's 300 more than last year. And there were 220 volunteers. So I'm just so grateful for Pastor Squires and his entire congregation for always having a Thanksgiving dinner for those who need one.
They've been doing that for several years now, I think.
They have. It's down in South Wichita by Meridian and I-235, and they're just great people. They also do a back-to-school drive, and so good folks over at Bethel Life.
I'm sure you contributed something to your family meal. What's your specialty? Is it deviled eggs or turkey or what?
Okay, I'll be very honest with both of you. I don't cook, so I'm not a good contributor. However, I'm a good food tester, so I like to try everything, and so you could let me be your taste tester.
Very nice.
I'm not sure we need one of those, but that sounds like at least you can show up and have a purpose. Sorry.
I can clean.
There you go.
I used to be a waitress back when I was a teenager, so I can help out with the cleaning and setting up, but I can't cook.
Okay, well, we'll give you a pass.
Okay, thank you.
first day of December. Now, here's another thing that's kind of personal. Did you do any Christmas shopping? Did you get back out on Black Friday and do any shopping?
I did buy some gifts for friends and family, so I'm looking forward to giving those out during Christmas. And I just think it's a nice time to be able to buy things at, again, a good price, but also think about others while you're buying it. So it's fun to buy for others.
I want to get you, please, if we could get a quick comment on what's going on with the water plant. You probably heard our story a minute ago, and you know all about it, that they've had another delay out there. It just seems like it's as one delay after another. I'm hoping, when do you think we can get that thing online? Maybe by springtime this year?
Well, unfortunately, I have also been disappointed and frustrated like the entire community. Again, this was a water treatment plant that is the biggest in our city's history in terms of funding. And so we want to make sure that this is right before we take ownership of this new water treatment plant. So I want to make sure that, A, it's going to produce high quality water and everything's functioning when we, the city of Wichita takes the keys. But then also make sure that we are not going to be charged for this delay or multiple delays. So again, this is all things that we will be working out. As a council, we represent the community. So we're speaking on the behalf of what community has shared with us and what we know is our responsibility to hold the city government accountable. So we'll continue to do that.
So the Mother Nature has done her part. I mean, we've got the Genie Reservoir's got too much water now.
Yeah, we're glad that Mother Nature has helped out with the drought. And in addition, we are grateful that the community members have also helped with conservation.
City Council meeting tomorrow. What's on the agenda? Is it going to be a big meeting, a small meeting? What do you think?
It's going to be a very long meeting because there are multiple items from the new city manager contract to a couple of projects in District 3, South Wichita, as well as North Wichita in District number 6. These are some apartment complexes, some IRBs for Envision, which is a large employer of individuals who are blind or visually impaired. We also have golf course irrigation improvements. I can also tell you that we will be talking about water and sewer rates. Again, these are rates that continue to increase due to these big investments that the city has made to make sure that we have clean drinking water and also a sewer system that is functional. So those will be coming back before the council on Tuesday. We'll also talk about the contracts between Firefighters Union and also the Transit Teamster Union. And so we have multiple items on the agenda. And what I really encourage people to do is not just watch the city council meetings, engage with your council members. There's always an opportunity for you to share your opinion with your council member. As you all know, there are seven people on the council. Each one of us has one vote. And so we need more community members engaging with the council and sharing their feedback. Over the weekend, I also shared something that came to my attention because today you have an opportunity to show up to District 1 and their meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. That they're going to be discussing a road diet on East Douglas. And this is something that, again, has not come before the council. It won't come before the council for another 2 weeks. But this is definitely a topic that obviously our community is very engaged in. But I want to remind, again, the community, number one, I didn't create this plan. Number two, this plan was created back in 2009 and revised in 2019. Both times I was not mayor then. But I do want to listen to our community, and I can see the frustration from the community. But again, I'm only one vote. So you'll have to convince the other individuals on the council about this project, whether you like it or don't like it. So engage with your council members at dlcitycouncilmembers@wichita.gov.
We talked about water and sewer rates. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I saw the story last week that those rates really haven't gone up for a while. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
That's
water
not true?
And sewer
okay.
rates continue to go up. As you know, sewer and water rates help with paying for the systems that provide you the water and the sewer system. And so they do increase over time because we do have to pay for the capital investments that have been made into those plants.
Sure. Ted, anything for
speaking of water and sewer, what about that water main at Central and Washington? What's the big tie up there?
Yeah, so the last email that the Public Works group sent to the council was that it should be open by now.
Okay.
So Central and Washington should be. I have not driven through there yet, but I will be later on this morning. So I look forward to letting you know if that's accurate. But the last email that was sent to us said Central and Washington should be open by Thanksgiving.
All right. And, you know, the Woodwards are everywhere. I heard you ran into my brother Andy on Thanksgiving night.
I did. So we were watching the Chiefs game. Unfortunately, you know what happened.
Yeah, well.
So a little disappointed.
Did Andy behave himself?
Andy was great. You have great family. And I just love seeing people from all over our community engaging and going out to these places. But also our guests coming back into Wichita and they're seeing things that are happening in our downtown core to what's happening just around the city. And they love seeing that Wichita continues to thrive. And I am very grateful for our community.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again. Our first chat with you here in the new month of December, but we'll talk with you again next week. Thank you. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Mondays with the Mayor, Stephen Ted in the Morning Show, 7:42. Wichita's Legacy Bank has new digs. That's part of the Wichita Business Journal update. Coming up with Kirk Seminoff. Keep it right here. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County deputy and two others injured, not seriously, when attacked by a pack of dogs.
Two.
A man is dead after a fire on South Mosley in Wichita.
One.
Four people dead, three of them children, after a shooting at a birthday party in Stockton, California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's getting heavy out there right now, really slowing things down southbound on I-135 at the moment. And, of course, that's up by K-254, the North Junction, the construction there. And we've still got a backup due to a traffic accident southbound on I-235. And it's just north of Kellogg, but we've got traffic backed up almost all the way back to 13th Street at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Winter weather advisory today. We have a 70% chance for snow today with a high of 29 degrees. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 17. Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny and warmer, getting up to 43 degrees tomorrow. And now we have a cloudy sky, east wind at 7 miles per hour, 25 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Amazon's online car sales business has a new partner.
It's Fox Wheels.
Ford Motor Company is jumping into Amazon's online car sales business. The automaker says customers will soon be able to shop for, finance, and purchase certified pre-owned vehicles on Amazon Autos in a program that debuts first in L.A., Seattle, and Dallas, and later other locations over time. Amazon Autos is Amazon's online car buying platform that allows customers to shop for new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles from participating dealerships in an effort to simplify car buying, where customers can browse vehicles by make, model, trim, and features, compare prices, and complete much of the financing and paperwork online. Ford says any certified pre-owned vehicles sold by dealers on Amazon Autos comes with a 14-day, 1,000-mile money-back guarantee. Hyundai has also partnered with Amazon to sell cars. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stocks ended on the upside to cap off a shortened trading day in a shortened trading week Friday. The Dow closed up 289 points. NASDAQ up 151. S&P up 36. Wichita's Legacy Bank has new digs. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. 20 years of growth have helped Wichita's Legacy Bank move into a bigger office space on the west side. Legacy has moved into its recently purchased building at 4050 North Ridge Road that was built in 2020 and had been previously occupied by real estate company J.P. Wigand & Sons. The 14,000-square-foot space is serving as Legacy's administrative office and is about a half mile away from the bank's headquarters at 37th and Ridge. Commercial lending has driven Legacy Bank's growth, and the bank is fourth in the Wichita area among largest commercial lenders. Chase Koch's Movement Music nonprofit is partnering with Wichita State University College of Fine Arts to provide students with real-world experience and applied learning opportunities. That partnership begins today at Somewhere Works, the 7,000-square-foot creative hub at 235 North Emporia downtown that will host classes. The building has rehearsal, production, performance, and video editing rooms. Students will help staff the building and use its spaces and technology. And the goal of the partnership is for students to explore new ways of being creative and getting classwork done. And an interesting development has come out of last week's announcement where three Wichita CEOs formed a coalition asking the city council to put a 1 cent sales tax up for a spring special election. Ben Davis, a political strategist who runs Cato Consulting Group, will help the Wichita Forward Coalition with polling and messaging. Davis led efforts against last February's $450 million bond issue for Wichita Public Schools. That bond measure was defeated by 319 votes. Wichita Forward co-organizer Aaron Bastion of Fidelity Bank said Davis supporting a 1 cent city sales tax initiative is an instance of good ideas bringing together all kinds of folks. Davis told the Business Journal he's not a gun for hire and is excited to be working on a project he thinks will benefit the city. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, everybody I talked to said they had a great Thanksgiving this year, and I don't suppose you'd be any different than that. I know you got to see your daughter over Thanksgiving, right?
We had a great weekend up in Lawrence. We had a good time with the turkey and all the fixins and ran around Lawrence and Kansas City on Black Friday and did some significant damage, although we helped the economy.
Did you? That's good. I'm proud of you. Go out there and spend that money you don't have, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, pass the plastic. There you go. Yeah, everybody I'm talking to said they had a great Thanksgiving this year, and it looks like shopping started off pretty strong here over the weekend. We saw a lot of the parking lots were full down here. I don't know how they were in Lawrence, Kansas City area, where there are a lot of people out.
We did not get out too early, so the elbows didn't have to be as sharp as they normally would have to be. But, yeah, there were a ton of people out, and I guess today is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, if I'm getting my dates right.
I think that's right. I think you're correct. I can only remember one time over the years, and I don't know why it was, but Shelly and I were at Dillard's in Town East before they opened the doors on Black Friday for some reason. I can't imagine what it was. Shelly would know. She'd remember. But that's the only time I can ever remember standing around with a group of people waiting for the doors to open.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they show any videos of people getting mad at each other and, you know, and screaming and pulling hair? That stuff's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. There's been some Walmart videos over the years of people just grabbing boxes out of each other's hands and throwing stuff at each other. That's, yeah, I hope we're better than that these days. But I doubt that we're not.
Yeah. I'm about 3/4 scotch, which means that I'm a little slow to want to fight over buying anything, okay? Maybe saving something. There you go. Hey, today, on a serious note, today is World AIDS Day, first recognized in 1988. It's dedicated to spreading the awareness of the AIDS pandemics by the spread of HIV infection and to mourning those who have died of the disease. An estimated 40 million people worldwide have died of AIDS since 1981, and an estimated 37 million are living with HIV, making it one of the most important public health issues in recorded history. World AIDS Day. All right, gentlemen, thank you. And we're coming up, as always, the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. We always try to have something eventful in the 8 o'clock hour for you. And in our case with Steve and Ted, I'm going to tell you about that shooting
in California at a birthday party, leaving several people dead. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, another big day in the NBA for a former Wichita State Shocker. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And entertainment news, the Blur.
Yeah, coming our first Blur of December. So we'll get you all your entertainment news that you need coming out of the holiday weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.